KGEZ presents A Happy, Healthier You from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have the coordinator of volunteers. We have Kathy Buffington. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this is National Volunteer Month.
It is National Volunteer Month.
So what does this mean to us?
Well, we have a lot of volunteers at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities that we are celebrating this month. We are having a special celebration for them in May, actually, where we have a brunch for them all. And I have a wonderful group that I work with. We really appreciate them.
So tell me some of the things that the volunteers do at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
We have volunteers that do all kinds of things. And some people might think of them as mundane.
Oh, mundane?
Not the volunteers, but the things that they do.
Oh.
It can conjure up a lot of images, that term. And though all of those images are somewhat relative, I'm thinking of things that are just regular, normal, repetitious, or routine. It's those moments of life that become precious, simply because they're essential moments. We often take those for granted, and as we get older, which we all are doing.
We're all doing.
We're all getting older.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Those parts of life become difficult to accomplish. And what seems trivial to us right now no longer becomes trivial. It's very important. And a lot of my volunteers help in those moments and make life better and enrich the lives of our residents there at Emmanuel.
Well, give me some examples of some of the things that your volunteers do.
Okay, I've got one man that I'm going to use as an example to start off with. We happen to have at Emmanuel the Montana Healthcare Association's Volunteer of the Year for last year, 2018. And he does the mundane things. He is there every single morning, nearly every single morning of the weekday, helping to bring the residents to and from their rooms to the breakfast. He fills their coffee cups up when they're getting low. He knows each one's specific recipe for their coffee and gets it to them. He helps cut up food. He picks up spilled food. He visits with the sad and notices when they are sad and takes time to visit with them. He cares about them and just loves them. He's a real important guy. His name's Jim Pettis.
Well, Jim, congratulations. Thank you. So talk with us a little bit about some of those areas we can work to make things better.
Okay, we have areas at Emmanuel that might require weekly visits. We have gals that come in and help file and polish nails for the women. And you know, if you... you may realize that most of our women don't get a chance to look in the mirror more than maybe once a day. And they happen to be able to look at their fingernails all day long.
Yeah.
And that little job can make the day for those residents to see that they're well cared for there.
Yeah.
And they look pretty. And it brings a smile to the faces. We have people that come in once a week and lead prayer groups. We have ladies that come in once a week and help man our gift shops. We have two gift shops there, one in Buffalo Hill Terrace and one over at the Skilled Care Center. And we couldn't do it without those volunteers. And those gift shops are important and becoming increasingly more important as we expand. We've got people that come in and volunteer for bingo. And bingo is one of those things that seems trivial to a lot of us. And I remember one of the very first people I met when I started coordinating volunteers says, "Oh, please don't ask me to play bingo." And it is a highlight for a great group of our residents. We play it three times a week, and we need bingo volunteers all the time. We have an annual dog show. And so it's important that we know who's got dogs and what kind of dogs. And we have about 30, 35 dogs every year that come and strut their stuff in our back patio, and the residents just love it.
Oh.
We have a county fair that's annual. We have our bazaar that's annual. We have our Lefse making. I've been here talking about our Lefse makers.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we have, you know.
I just hang around that for the leftovers.
It's a pretty good time. And so it's the consistency of those daily volunteers, those weekly volunteers, the monthly volunteers. We have three church services every week. And we have to have pianists for those church services. So we have to have skilled volunteers, too. And all of our pianists are volunteers. And, let's see, what else is there? we have our coffee cart ladies. And men, we have two men that help run our coffee cart, you know. And it's kind of a typical routine thing in most people's lives now, just to stop by Starbucks or Montana Coffee Traders and pick up their morning latte.
Sure.
Well, we can get that at Emmanuel.
Wow.
Because 3 days a week we have volunteers that come in and they are skilled and know how to make their lattes. And so that's an opportunity to volunteer too.
All right. Kathy Buffington's here talking with us about volunteering. And what does it take for preparation to be a volunteer? That's our next question right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
We're talking about volunteerism today at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Kathy Buffington is the coordinator for all of that. And so what kind of preparation does it take to be a volunteer?
You know, becoming a volunteer is really simple. You just have to come in and ask about it. I'm there 4 days a week, and I have a form for people to fill out so that I can kind of find out what areas interest them, because some people like to do one thing and not another. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty simple thing just to come in and volunteer.
What does a nuclear physicist do?
We do have a guy from NASA.
Really?
That comes in and does presentations for us. He comes in when just about whenever we ask. He talks about the stars. He talks about nebulas. And we love presentations, and we could use all kinds of them. Our residents love to continue to learn at all ages in all different ways. So anybody out there with, you know, I'd love to have some old school teacher, a retired school teacher, should say, come in and do classes. I think our residents would eat it up. They would love to learn about the history of Montana, or reacquaint themselves with the history of Montana.
I would think that just one of the things that would be really cool would be to teach some writing skills, because I know a lot of folks would like to write down their personal histories.
Absolutely. And we have done that in the past, and I hope to do it again. We have a questionnaire that we have volunteers help our residents with the writing part, because sometimes that's not so easy to do. Hand dexterity, it sometimes fades, and so volunteers are needed to help write those things and to ask those questions and to help the residents put it all together. And it's a very precious thing for families to have.
Kathy Buffington's our guest. She is helping us make meaning out of the mundane. This is National Volunteer Month, and I'd like to focus a little bit on some of the other things that we can do to become volunteers, and we'll do that right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
The lady who coordinates all the volunteer activities at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is our guest today, Kathy Buffington. So talk with us a little bit about becoming a volunteer and the things you'd love to see that you don't have right now.
Oh, gee. Well, I mentioned that history teacher. I know they're out there somewhere. What other things would I like to have that we don't have?
Yeah.
We have a bazaar that we do every November. And I'd love to have more crafts in our bazaar. Crafting isn't quite as popular as it used to be. And we have beautiful ones that we've had every year, and then we had some new ones this last year that were outstanding, and I'll take any crafts that people want to donate to our bazaar.
One of the lefse making, that's what I love.
And we love having lefse makers or people who like to want to learn. We've had a lot of people learn over the years, and you know, it's so fun. We have such a fun day.
You know, unless you had that going on in your family growing up, you probably don't know how to make lefse.
That's probably true. In fact, a lot of people didn't even know what lefse is.
Yeah, Robin doesn't know what lefse is. Well, we brought some in for him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, he put sugar on his, which is...
Oh, we do that at our place.
You do that?
Yeah.
All right. I guess Robin's off the hook then.
Yeah.
I just slather butter on it.
Yeah, I like butter. I like the regular white sugar, and there are people who like brown sugar.
Oh, sure. Yeah, now my dad used to just really put on the jams and preserves.
That's true. I'm not sure we're talking about... Well, I think that lefse makes you a happier, healthier you.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
No matter how you eat it.
So, Kathy, how do we get to be a volunteer?
Well, I would say call me up at Emmanuel, and I will either send out an application, or you can come in and fill one out. I interview you and do the quick background check, and then I will team you up with someone within our community. We have opportunities all across campus. We have Buffalo Hill Terrace. We have the memory care unit at the lodge. We have our rehabilitation center, and then we have our skilled care center. And we use most of our volunteers in our skilled care center because that's where most needs are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Boy, I tell you what, you've got a great opportunity. Kathy Buffington, you can reach her at 752-9622. 752-9622. Ask for Kathy Buffington. Or I bet if you just ask for Kathy, you'll get to the right place.
You probably will. There was a time then there were four Kathys in the front area of the building, but there's only me now.
Well, we can just go through the whole list.
There you go.
You know, you ought to go online and see all that they have for you at il.org. That's il.org. All right?
ILC.
ILC.org. No, ilcorp.org.
Yeah.
ilcorp.org.
Yeah,
got it.
You got it.
Okay. Kathy Buffington, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.